Blog Talk Radio.
Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song.
I should have been
we got a cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Seen in a young girl's heart, just like
hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
The chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
TGIF. Happy Friday, everyone, and thank you for being here with us on the Big Brother 14 Roundtable Show, hosted by Michael Cowboy Ellis of Season 5 of Big Brother. Today is September 14th, 2012, and this season is on the home stretch. So we'll be talking a lot today about what's going on right now in the Big Brother house and also getting your opinions on what you've thought about Big Brother 14 as a whole. The twists, the cast, the gameplay, the strategies, all of that. So if you have an opinion on any of these subjects, dial us up at 347-237-5506 and let's start talking about it. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host today, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota, our Clipmaster. How are you doing today, Paul? Wake up and say good morning to everybody.
Wakey, wakey.
Wakey, wakey.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show.
We also have the host of our show, the cowboy who has a heart bigger than his cowboy hat, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you doing today, cowboy?
Oh, I tell you what, it's been a rough week with my whole family and myself being sick and, you know, just trying to recoup because I've got a busy weekend next week. And, you know, it's just it's been crazy. I'm just trying to keep everyone well so I can be able to take the trip next week. So overall, I can't complain. So at least the kids are at school and they're doing a lot better. It's been crazy. It's a whole new meaning of being mommy and daddy and being sympathetic when they're throwing up. And, you know, it was different. I have to talk parenthood real quick, but it was really different from when my baby boys were sick versus when my daughter was sick. Because my daughter's 13, the boys are 9 and 7. And, you know, it was like when she was throwing up, I had to hold her hair back. You know, with the boys, you know, they're manly. They can just take it and just go. I mean, I'm not saying they didn't pout any, but my daughter, I think, pulled the sympathy card a little bit more. But it was really good to be able to help her. And it sucked because I was still sick as well and, you know, taking care of a kid. And, you know, the thing is when you're sick and you're a parent, you know, it still continues. That's why, you know, I try to tell my kids, you know, try not have kids at a young age, you know, go through high school, go through college and get your education, and then, you know, when you're about 28, 30 years old, then start concentrating on family, because, you know, they don't realize that, boy, kids can change your world. But I tell you what, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I know that for a fact.
Absolutely. You've got some sweet kids, Cowboy. I tell you, they're just wonderful, well-behaved little ones. And when I finally got to meet them, it was a real joy to get to see them and see you actually, you know, in action as a parent. And you've done one fine, incredible job as a parent. And they are three beautiful little ones. And you've done an incredible job at raising those kids.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's not easy by all means, but, you know, I've got some great people in my life to help me along the way, and, you know, I wouldn't trade. I'm very blessed. But I do want to open something before we start getting phone calls and stuff. It's something that happened to me last night, and I really want to share it. Like I said, I've been really sick since Sunday, and, of course, taking care of my family and stuff. So it's kind of been a rough week, and then trying to get things ready for next week. And just, you know, it was just a bad day. I got a shot in my butt, and literally it was pain in my ass. It put me in so much pain last night that I couldn't sleep. But after I left work about 30 minutes early last night, and every once in a while I'll trade off from the donut shop to Jack in a Box. For my mom, and so she wanted Jack in a Box last night. So I pulled in, and like I said, this lady, she waits on me all the time through the drive-thru. She knows who I am. I want to say a couple weeks ago, she was like, I still have your T-shirt with your face on it and everything that you autographed for me. I still have it hanging up in my room and everything, and just the biggest fan ever. And so I didn't think anything of it. I ordered me two things of chili bacon fries and mama croissant, and come home. I'm sitting down with mom. I'm grabbing me, and, of course, literally I'm in so much pain. And I sit down with my mom. I'm having a fry, eating. She's eating her sausage, watching Big Brother last night, which was awesome. I got to watch the game with her last night, which I already knew some things. And, boy, I was hoping it didn't come true, but we'll talk about that. So I didn't think anything of it. I couldn't eat my second fry, so I stuck in the icebox. Long story straight, I'll go to try to lay down. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I get up. I was like, you know what, I'm going to heat me the other fries up. And I ate it, and I know everyone's like, he's long-winded, but it does have a point at the end of the story. So after I'm done eating, I'm going to clean my mess, because that's one of my biggest pet peeves with my kids, you know, clean up after yourself. And I see a letter on the counter, and it said Cowboy, which I was like, okay, well, maybe my kids wrote me a letter, but they don't really call me Cowboy. They call me Daddy. Or, you know, Dad. And so I just, at first I thought it was trash, but I opened it up, and the lady at the drive-thru wrote me something, and I'm going to actually share it. And it actually, I mean, she had no idea I was having a bad week. Everything I was going, she didn't know I was in pain. She didn't know anything like that. And, she wrote, she goes, thank you for always being so nice. I will always definitely be watching you whatever you do. You are an amazing person on TV and real life. Thanks again, blank, blank, your biggest fan. And I guess at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, just being in so much pain, it was just so great to be able to hear that. And I guess that's what I want to push to y'all is, this week, do something special for one or two people. And, you know, it can be random things. You can write, if you're at a gas station, you can at least write you know, something to your favorite customer that comes in, or a customer that comes in all the time and you don't even really know who they are.
That's,
you know,
really sweet.
It's just the small things in life,
yeah,
that help people. And you don't know if they're having a bad week or a bad day.
We've got people holding the switchboard, babe. Do you want me to bring?
Yeah, you can bring. Is it David and Mary?
Yes.
Yes, you can bring them up. So what I'm gonna do is I think I'm gonna try to grab another. I think I might have another T-shirt, and I'm gonna get all the reality stars next week to sign it for her. And
that would be so awesome.
Yeah, she won't have any idea.
She would love that. I mean, she's really touched you, and for her to receive that would probably mean the absolute world to her.
Yeah, especially if she cares so much to have an old T-shirt of me.
Well, let's bring Mary and David up, and you've got somebody else waiting on the switchboard that I think knows you and Mary and David.
Awesome.
So, Mary and David, thank you so much for calling in today. How are you?
We're doing good. How are you?
We're great. We're glad to have you back on the show. We've missed
you.
That's not so. I can believe it.
Oh, man. What a show. What a show.
I put on Facebook.
Mary.
I cannot wait to the Rad Reality Show.
We've missed
Mary
you on
David.
This show.
Mary and David, I have just two things to say to you guys. 2 million.
What?
2 million.
2 million.
2 million.
On the race next year.
Oh, I know it, guys. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to see it.
I know.
Are you going to tell me Dan's going to get 2 million?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. The Amazing Race people can get $2 million?
Yes, this year
the
race is for $2 million instead of $1 million.
Why is that?
They're bumping it up.
No.
Huh?
They're bumping up the prize to $2 million.
I think it's just because they needed to switch it up and if you know Bertram, the producer, you know the main guy, he always wants to be ahead, even though it's all CBS. I believe it's all him doing it, just trying to, you know, get more publicity out of it, you know, for the race.
Be the first one to actually go there,
yeah,
and get more publicity and more viewership because it is such a big win.
Yeah, I believe it's just Bertram. He's the main guy. I believe it's just him doing that.
And he's
right, David. We've got a caller that I believe knows all three of you, so let's bring this one up.
Oh,
Laurie,
can you hear me?
Thank you so much for calling in.
Mary, David, Cowboy.
Is this Laurie Doherty?
It is.
Hi, girl.
I know Laurie. I got to meet you in Kentucky.
Yeah, because Laurie fans is married to Chris Doherty, winner of Survivor Vanuatu, and they are our best friends.
Oh, hi, guys. I had to call in and talk about a little bit of Big Brother, of course.
I thought you would. Well, you posted it on Facebook.
I'm glad you posted that picture.
Well, you know, you guys, I am just like a true Ian fan, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get Ian at one of our events so I can meet him.
I love Ian too, Laurie. I just think he is so adorable. And I mean, for somebody that's been watching the show since he's 10, how adorable is that? And he's so smart, and he's really been playing a great game.
Exactly.
He's played a dumb game, but he's also played a good game. I know that kind of is weird. I mean, he should have made some moves that we all
should have made. I agree. He really should have been seeing what Dan is doing. I mean, everybody in that house has been under the Dan mist, you know?
Yes.
There's something more behind that. Dan, you just can't believe somebody, I mean, especially somebody who's already been on a show and won, how are you going to sit there and be that naive and believe everything comes out of his mouth? Danielle and Shane and them can't be that stupid.
You know, it's almost like Sandra Diaz. You know, they just played right into her. You know, they just believe fellow players.
Yeah, because David seems to think it's something behind the diary room doors, and I'm telling him.
Well, he was all but gone until he went into that room for 24 hours,
shut
and then everything
goes
his way.
That's because he got to think.
No, he could think all day long.
No, he's just jealous. I'm just kidding. He's just jealous. The fact is that Dan had no chance coming in that house and winning unless he used his brain and did this.
Right.
So I am behind Shane. I mean, I am behind Dan. I mean, I think he's played the best game out of all of them.
You know, and I am too. I am behind Dan too. I really am. It's just crazy that these people believe and follow his lead.
And Ian is on to it because after the first part of the head of household, Ian comes in and he sits at the table and he goes, "Oh, the mist in the air." But Ian was under the mist. We haven't talked about the show yet, but did you see Ian knowing all of this? Dan talks him in to throw in the first competition.
I know it. I know it. I heard. I'm on a group. It's called I Vote to Evict, and they do all these spoilers, and I'm like, I got to get out of this group. But then again, I read all the spoilers with them. I just can't not be in this group. So,
you know,
yeah, I knew that.
The thing is, I watched last night, and I'm a very emotional person, and watched Danielle go through what she was going through last night. She was literally at her down. She was crying. She was taking off her makeup. She was cleaning up, Miss Forms, whatever, on her face, because obviously she was stressed out that she's freaking breaking out. And I'll be honest with you, I get tired of people taking a picture of her face because the girl's breaking out. I mean, you try to go in a stressful situation like that, you probably break out too.
The thing is,
the diary room called her in, and she's like, "Really, big brother? Really?" And I understand, because there was a situation in my season, obviously I just found out my sister and everything, and we just had the margarita party. I had a little bit too much, and they wanted me to come into the diary room. And I really want to be emotional at that moment. And it's so frustrating. And mine was at the beginning versus hers was at the end, where she just wanted to think. She wanted to just be left alone. And, but I think I know what they were trying to do. I think what they were trying to do is call each of them in the diary room to give Danielle and Dan alone time so she could jump his butt out. And she did. She's like, "How can I trust all these freaking lies that you're giving me?"
Yeah, and she's like, "How do I know you haven't already had a deal with Ian behind my back for so long?" And I'm like, "You just called it."
Exactly.
It would be smart if Danielle and Ian, I know it's not going to happen, but they need to wake up.
Exactly.
They're under the mist.
Well, they are now. Last night, Dan told Danielle, "Do not go and tell Ian that we had a final two deal. Do not go tell Ian that we had a final two deal." But then he was telling her, "Hey," then he changed his mind and he was like, "Before the competition, go tell Ian that Dan and I had a final two deal and he's a snake and, basically throw this competition and I'll take you because he don't deserve to go to the end." Which was really smart if she could pull that off. Dan could pull something like that off. He did. Look, Ian, dropped out. But, the thing is, he tried to coach her. But the thing is in the middle of coaching, he's trying to win this game, too. What really ticked me off is, he's promoting books. I didn't realize that he wrote 3 books. So he mentioned it last night, and he used his book as a way to let everyone know, hey, I've got books out there.
Yep, he's not stupid. He's going to push that.
You guys, I'm going to get off of here.
Lori Doherty, we love you.
Hey, Lori.
Hey,
tell Chris it's Monday and Tuesday, not Tuesday and Wednesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
First and second.
I will see you there.
And Cowboy,
I am not coming.
There.
Oh, you're not going? Okay.
No.
Well, Lori, I wish you could have called when you could have stayed longer. We'd love to have you stay and talk to us.
Well, yes, I will talk to you all soon and have fun.
All right.
Love
well,
you,
Lori, thank you so much for calling in, hon.
Lori, love
all right.
You.
Tell Chris we said hi.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
bye.
What a surprise call.
Absolutely.
Because me and her always butt heads every season. She always likes the one that I don't like.
But,
this year us being together a lot through the summer, you know, well, we've realized this is the one year that we're really pulling for the same people. She loves Ian, I love Ian. But I think that it doesn't matter. Dan's played the best game of all.
Yeah, well, the thing is the world is Team Ian. I mean, everyone, how can you not like Ian? I mean, seriously. He seems like a good kid. You know, everybody seems to like him. You know, I tell you what I like to see, and I really don't think it's going to happen. I like to see Danielle and Ian at the end fighting for it just because I want a newbie to win. You know, with the jewelry house, they've got you thinking that they're not going to vote for Dan. So I'm sorry, guys. That changes in a few days. I mean, if Dan is a good speaker. I mean, he's been speaking for a few years. I mean, he knows how to do it. He's won the game, you know, and he knows what targets to hit. And basically, and he's not going to lie, he's going to say, look around. Y'all are all there because of me. You know?
Yeah, but I still think that Ian can say, even in, if he makes it to the end, I can easily hear him saying, yeah, Dan might have played a better game toward the end than me, but I made the biggest move in the house, and without me, Dan couldn't have got to the end.
Right.
You know, so I still think Ian's got a shot at winning this. Danielle just blew her chunks when she done what she did, but she can still win because the jury, you know, I think it's a toss-up. I don't want to give this to Dan yet.
I do. I think he's got it. I think the only problem he would have is Ian.
I like to smack him in his mouth the way he done Danielle.
David, you're just jealous. Whatever. I don't even feel sorry for Danielle, guys. I really don't, Cowboy. I hate it for you because I know you're like, you got your heartstrings and all. But her out there crying and stuff, how many times in the last 3 weeks has Dan wanted to get rid of Shane and she knew it?
Yeah, but
David, shut up.
Dan is in her ear from day one telling her, I'm going to take you. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, and
she believes Dan.
Yeah, and he got rid of Shane. And the whole time he's been telling her he has to get rid of Shane. So why in the world would she let him talk her into putting up Shane if she knew taking Shane and Dan to the final three gets her to the final two no matter what?
So, you know, I'm going to do hypothetic here. We're going to think outside the box. What if?
Okay.
What if the coaches did not go in? Do you think Danielle would be at the end like she is without Dan in the cup?
No.
No. Because they would have gotten rid of Danielle just to get rid of Dan.
True.
I don't think Danielle would have made it as far as she would if she had.
She'd been gone 3 weeks
with
ago.
With Dan. Without Dan, you know, because Dan's the one who took her there. But does that mean that you swear your loyalty to him and put your boyfriend up? Knowing he's going to vote. And she cried her eyes out. Yeah, I kind of felt sorry for her for a while, and then I got over it because I'm like, whatever, girl. You knew that he wanted Shane out.
Yeah.
And then she put Shane on the line, and then she got all mad at Dan last night after the first part of the HOH, and she goes in there and she tells him what she thinks, which is the truth, that he has a final two with Ian and all this stuff. But she's like, I had it made either way. Shane would have took me the final two. You would have took me the final two. And I'm thinking, well, whose fault's that? Yours?
Exactly. But, you know, and I read the spoilers, too, and someone's calling that move a Marcellus move. And, you know, I don't know if I would call that a Marcellus move by any means.
No.
But everyone's to their own opinion. But I will say it was a dumb move by all means. But, that I mean, even I will say this for Marcellus, and I've actually had visited with Marcellus. And so the thing is, you know, when you go to the inn like this, and that many days in the house, you start goofing up, and you don't mean to. It's just your mind is not really all there. You know, your mind is warped. And I've got to say, for Dan to play this game twice and to go as far like he is this far, I mean, he's really got his head on straight because, I mean, it would be a tough to go all the way again, and which, I mean, it's been 8 years for me, but, you know, I will have to say he's held it together very well, and he's kept his emotions in very well. Except,
do
you know,
think that Chelsea, his wife, is okay with him swearing on her life?
Oh, yeah. She's fine with it, yeah. Would you guys like to take a call?
$500,000, yeah, I'll swear on your life for
$500,000. Well, David, I'll castrate you with a butter knife, buddy.
Okay, Danielle.
Okay.
Would you guys like to take a call from a listener?
Would love
sure.
to.
Okay. Miss Jess, thank you so much for calling in today. How are you, girl?
I'm fantastic. Sorry I haven't been here at all. I feel so bad.
Traitor.
We've missed you.
I'm not a traitor. I just sleep and watch the feeds and go to work. That's all I do.
Aw.
That's okay. I understand.
We're glad you're here today.
Me too. I'm going to start off saying I'm Team Danielle. I'm the only one in this universe who is Team Danielle, and I'm completely aware of it. It's like 10 fans of hers, and she's going to get so much shit when she gets out of this place. I feel so bad. But she was the underdog, so that's why I kind of became a fan of hers. And also I found it completely hilarious, the faces she makes and the posing. Pretty great. Pretty awesome. Is she going to win? No. Definitely not. Dan's going to take it. We've been misted. David misted.
The universe has been misted by Dan.
Yes, yeah. Yep. Ugh, they signed the check over to him. Dumb move.
So what do you think about this whole season, Jess? I want to ask you, what do you think about some of the things that have happened, not just the coach's twist, we've all talked about that somewhat, but how do you feel about the fact that they've left so many players in toward the end of the season, and we've had two of the, not just the fast forward, but we had two, gosh, I'm losing my train, the
double elite.
Pardon me? We've got some background noise that's driving me crazy. I don't know where that's coming from, but it's like... What did you say, Mary?
I said two double evictions.
Right, the two double evictions. We had one fast forward here at the very end of the season, and what it did was it left so many players in at the end of the season where it used to be that we had just a few people at the end of the season, and it got kind of boring. By doing it this way, they left more players in for us to watch at the end of the season. It got much more interesting because of the double evictions. It got more exciting at the end of the season. We had these two double evictions in the fast forward. Do you think that was a good move for them to make?
I loved it. I like stressful moments, like shows, I guess. So the fact that they kept them in, did two double evictions, and the fast forward just made the season for me. I'm pretty happy about that.
I think it made the season more exciting toward the end, so it didn't get so dull at the end.
I agree.
Well, I tell you what I don't like, is now we're going back to only two people left in the house for the finale. And I really hate that, because if it's Dan... Pick Brandon, you know, and him and Danielle, I feel like he's going to just be on her and be on her what to say instead of her to think for her own self. I wish, in a way, it was going to be all three of them at the finale. But now, I mean, I guess we're going to go down, I guess, what, Sunday we'll go down to two people, and then Wednesday's the finale. So you have literally...
No. Cowboy?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that it's going down to two people?
Is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, I think it is. It's going to two people on Sunday because they've already did the first HOH. So they'll do the second. And then I think on Sunday they will do the third. And then it will go to the final two.
Did somebody on the episode, on last night's episode, did Julie Chen say coming up this Sunday there's going to be another eviction?
I don't think so. No, I think it's going to be final two in the end. I think that there's going to be three competitions as usual. But
no,
I don't
know
what happens until Tuesday, until Wednesday or Tuesday.
No, what I'm saying is like the past 2 years we've had three people at the finale, and then they got rid of that third person live and then went.
Well, I know, Cowboy, I know that, and I think that's going to happen again this year. I'm asking you what is causing you to...
I guess I felt like on Sunday we would actually know who the two was. So I'm assuming.
No. I haven't seen anything. Jess, have you seen anything?
Nope.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay,
they're going to be doing they're doing their memory breakfast, or they're having a breakfast and they're going down memory lane talking about everybody this season. And they'll probably have the second part of the HOH maybe, I'm thinking, probably tomorrow. And so we'll know who's going to be competing on the finale night, but it'll be three people still in the house on Wednesday.
Good. Okay.
It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this all plays out now that Ian basically dropped off on purpose for Dan. Danielle dropped off on purpose for Dan. So now we're going to get to see how this all plays out in these final rounds and who takes it home and how the jury votes.
I just hope they're smart enough to talk to each other, Danielle and Ian, and get this figured out.
Well, Danielle played this whole big game last night, playing like she was so mad at Dan, yet she's acting. She's still, you know, teamed up with Dan, but acting with Ian like she wants his head on a platter, and she's so mad, and... You know, she's, instead of, you know, talking to Ian like she should be and finding out what's really going on, you know, she's still playing this game and acting, and, you know, it's just crazy that they aren't talking to each other and finding out what's going on, you know?
I think Danielle is confused with the diary room. I think she's going in the diary room, they're like, well, don't you think Dan can help you? Or do you think it'd be better to... I think that between Dan being in her ear and the questions they asked her in the diary room, that she's so confused and she really thinks the only way she could do anything is to be with Dan.
Wow. Well, you know what would be awesome and probably go down in history? I'd love to see this. I'd like to see Danielle pull off the second HOH. I love her to beat Dan at the third HOH and send him packing.
Yeah, then the student can beat the coach. Write a book
exactly.
Then, Dan.
Wouldn't that be the perfect ending?
That would be the perfect ending to top all endings, but I don't think she'll do it.
No,
if she does, she possibly could win the game. I mean, she's won competitions, too. You know, I'm not saying that she's played a better game than Ian, But if she literally at the end cuts the rope from Dan, it will show the jury house that she was playing the game and she was playing Dan as a fool, and she could get somebody a vote.
If Brittany don't get behind Dan in the jury house and keep trying to take up for him and get him votes, then I think Ian or Danielle, either one, will beat Dan. But right now, with Brittany in that jury house kind of taking up for Dan, to me it's a toss-up. Dan's still got a chance of winning.
He does. He does. And I have to say, I agree with everything that Brittany said. You know, and I tell people this too. They don't give us a book how to play the game.
Yeah.
You know, you do whatever it takes. There's no – I know that people's morals gets involved and stuff, but like Brittany was saying, there's not a book how to play this game. If you can live with yourself after the game, who cares of how you played it as long as you're playing it? There's not a book how to play Big Brother. And I see what she's saying, and I think that – so I think she's mad at Dan, but for a person that has played the game, she's like, okay, guys, he really has played a game.
Yeah, he has. I don't like him. I hope he loses, but now he's played the game.
Exactly. He has. You know, and he could be, you know, the first person to win, you know, $500,000 twice. But I really like to see Danielle cut the cord and the student. You know, beats the teacher. I mean, that would be awesome.
I would rather see Ian win, but or Danielle. As long as Dan don't win, I don't care.
Right.
I mean, it comes down to me, the morals. I just can't, even if it's a game, I can't understand. If it was $1 million, I ain't going to sit there and say, well,
you just now said
life.
That you would swear on my life. Thank you.
Yeah, but I...
Okay, then. Morals, what?
I'm saying I wouldn't do it. It's a game.
You just
a lot
said
of people,
you would.
What, no, not like he has.
Yes,
I mean, no, I wouldn't.
Cowboy, you know him, wouldn't he?
No, I wouldn't.
You know, the thing is, there's a difference of swearing on you and swearing on the Bible. No offense. But because this the thing is... I don't know, to me, it would be hard to swear on the Bible and everything that my faith has and to win the money and then go back to my church and tithe my money. And I won that money because I swore on God. I mean, that really, I couldn't do that. I don't know if I could swear on my family either, but, and I think that David's blowing smoke up here, honey. I don't think he would either, but. Hello?
Hello?
Where did everyone go?
I think we're all still here.
No, somebody dropped off.
Oh, no. They dropped off, but they just called right back.
Oh.
Mary and David?
I did not hang up, I promise.
I don't know what happened.
I hung up to cuss at David.
I thought y'all got mad at me.
We would never get mad at you, girl.
He is just so jealous of Dan. I really do. Cowboy, like I told you, if you was in that house, I'd be pulling for you to win.
I know you would. I know you
would.
Well,
I'm not against people who go back a second time, third time, whatever. If they play the game, they play the game. David's just jealous, I'm telling y'all.
Well, you know, the thing is yes, he's played the game. But what I'm saying is I'd really like to see Ian or Danielle at the end, you know, win it. I've said at the beginning, I'd like to see a newbie win. I'm not saying that Dan has not played the game. Dan's going to get his money with his books. Dan has an awesome idea for his fourth book. I mean, this season gave him so much literature. He'll make some money. You know, let's give it to a newbie. And I'm not... They've won game two. I can literally say that you've got three people at the end that has won competition. That don't happen very often.
Would you guys like to take another caller?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Miss Kansas, I know you have some opinions on this subject.
Hello.
Hello.
I agree with every bits and pieces of what everybody's saying. Dave, I so agree with you. I would like to go there and smack the crap out of Dan. And I do agree with you on one thing, Mary.
What?
As far as Danielle and all, she put this all on herself, too. Absolutely.
Kansas, remember, we have children listening.
I'm not going to swear. I'm going to keep it clean, but I'm going to keep it real.
Okay.
I am so disgusted with Dan. I have to be honest with everybody. Remember, and I'm going to go back to now season three. Everyone said and everyone believed that Danielle played the best game. But they ended up giving it to the girl that had a heart. And the thing that bothers me the most about Dan, and I'm going to open up to y'all about something because I don't really talk about my life too much, but I grew up with a Dan, okay? I had a daddy like Dan, only he didn't hide behind a Bible. And people can take up for him and say, oh, he didn't swear on this, he didn't swear on that. The guy, the things that he has said, swearing on his wife's life, swearing on his grandfather's necklace and all these different things, swearing to God. I don't care what anybody says. We've all heard what he has said, okay? And this is all just for money. The lies that come out of him, and I don't want to hear any more either about this is just a game. I'm looking into this guy's eyes, okay? And I'm seeing such evil in this person's eyes. Now, Ian's played a crap game. I mean, he's played a great game, and he's done some crappy things. Okay, I'm rooting for Ian, too. I want Ian to win. And I want Danielle to win, actually, over Dan also. If Dan wins this, I hope it's blood money, y'all. But I'm going to tell you something. My daddy was a big liar, too. And he hurt me, and he hurt a lot of women with lies. And he will look, and he will say, I never did anything wrong, and really believe it. Dan's wife, unfortunately, she's a lovely girl. She's misted by this man, too. He might be a great husband right now, okay? But this is something in someone's character, to lie like this. And then when you see him behind the scenes, now, Ian has done some nasty things, too, and then lied to people and whatever. But when Danielle was down, that kid had a heart, didn't he? It was hurting him to see. He was ready to cry watching her, and he wanted to wipe her eyes. And how did Dan react to all of this? He found it funny. My dad did this. My dad was the same way. He'd make me cry, too, and think it was very funny, real funny. And just, come on, how you doing? He didn't give a shit. I'm sorry, forgive my language. He didn't give a darn. I'm sorry, guys. He didn't give a darn about how her feelings were at all, okay? This is all for money, guys. This is all for money. The game, whatever. But to lie like this and to be such a great liar. Now, I could never be misted by a Dan. In high school, when I was a young girl, yeah, I had boyfriends that crapped all over me, too, and that's why Danielle's had such horrible relationships. She's talked about her own father, and her own father must have did some bad things to her to be able to just totally be destroyed by some guy like this. Watching this pains me. It makes me cry. It makes me so sad to see a girl being so manipulated by some. I'm sorry, guys. This is a game, but I'm going to say it, babe. This guy is evil. This guy is truly evil.
I sincerely worry about
Danielle. I feel for Chelsea.
Yeah,
I do. My dad hurt so many women, you guys. My dad was married several times. And I just want to go back to one thing. Jesse, did anybody watch on Evil Dick's show when Jesse was on? Jesse brought up something that I was remembering. If you remember in season 10, Dan had a girlfriend. I think her name was Monica, wasn't it? He was supposed to marry her, you guys. Remember? You know, he talked about Monica and how much he loved this Monica. And Jesse brought up something on that show, that something happened in a hotel room when he was supposed to be caring about this girl. He might love Chelsea right now, you guys, okay? My dad was like this. He might love Chelsea right now, but later on something better comes along. This guy is not a good person. I'm sorry.
I love you, Kansas. Tell it.
I'm telling you because I grew up with a frickin' man like this. And I said frickin'. I didn't say the other one. I said frickin'. I grew up with a frickin' man just like this that manipulated women, that made up lies, that took a joy out of it. Dan takes a joy out of hurting this girl. This
I
is
sincerely
such a
worry
horrible
about
Danielle soul
when
there.
This,
and he goes and
house.
He looks in his Bible and he goes to his Bible. I mean, this is horrible. We've heard about these Christian men that have done terrible, terrible, terrible things. Okay,
well,
we had out here Dennis Rader. I'm not calling him a serial killer or whatever. I'm not calling Dan any of that. But there's people that hide behind the Bible and this holier than thou, and it just
favorite fresh.
This guy is evil. I'm sorry. I look into his eyes and the evil there. If there was a heart, there would be some kind of compassion. We hear it in his diary room. We see it when he talks to himself. He is thoroughly enjoying everything he's doing.
Right.
And so did my dad, you guys. So did my dad.
When she gets out of
twin brother.
When she gets out of that house and goes to these events, I sincerely worry about her because there are fans out there that will say, maybe it might just be, you know, a one-line comment. You know, how could you be so stupid? How did you not see it? And Danielle is a very sensitive young woman. And when she gets out and these people start making these little comments to her, I think she's going to break. She's already told Dan a number of times that she is at her wit's end. She's emotionally drained. And when she gets out of that house and gets out around all these people, and, I mean, this is going to be literally hundreds and hundreds of people at these events. And when all of these people start coming at her and making these little comments, I just really am concerned for her emotional well-being, because she is emotionally drained by what he's done, and I'm concerned about how she's going to be able to handle it. And
Shane showed her.
I hope.
He's been terrible
to her,
you guys. I mean, horrible. He has just been awful.
She'll have Shane to lean on, I think.
Shane just did an interview with Reality Nation, and he does have feelings for her. But when she gets out of the house, and the lie that she has said, and we don't know if that's true or not, but she's gonna get hit with a lot of stuff, and I don't think Shane is gonna still have the feelings for her afterwards.
I agree with you. I don't think he will either.
Not at all.
No.
No chance.
No, I agree. I so agree with you on that.
Oh, I think you're getting married.
No. No.
I'm gonna marry Danielle.
We have a call that would like to come on and I guess talk a little bit along with Kansas. And then we have another caller right behind her. So I'm going to bring this caller up first.
Hi,
Michelle, thank you for calling in to the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling because I was kind of concerned about the lady that was calling Kansas.
Right.
About what she was saying about Dan and all that. You know, I think you're kind of projecting onto Dan. They're all there to play for money. They all lied.
Yeah, they all lie, but there's just certain things you cross. There's just certain ways you go that are just wrong.
So, you know, they're all there for the same thing, but, not, you know, I think you're projecting. Absolutely.
Nope. Lived it.
I mean, you know, that's just, these people are there just for money. Every one of them are in there for money.
That, you know,
well,
that's true. They all are there for money. And
but I think you got a little personal there attacking, like, his character and his family and stuff. That's a little rough.
Why? It's what he's showing. It's what he's doing. If he didn't do that, I wouldn't be attacking it. If he didn't say those things, and I'm not the only one feeling this way.
No, I agree with
we
you.
We wouldn't,
I mean,
if he didn't
lied,
show himself
but, I mean,
this way, we wouldn't be saying that. But he's showing this. He is showing this. This is his character. And it's okay to lie and use anything sacred just to get the money.
No, I don't think that at all. But I think you're attacking somebody on a different level to where that everybody in this game is lies.
Wait and see what happens with him later on down the line, guys, and hear what a lovely human being he is, okay? You would see, if there was any kind of a caring in this person, then he would have some kind of feeling behind what he did. And he gets joy out of destroying this girl.
Well, Kansas, thank you so much for calling in. We've got to let somebody else have their opinion too, hon.
I know.
Thank you so much, babe.
Thank you.
Take care, and you have a great weekend, okay?
I just want to say one last thing. He gets this money, which I think he's going to. I hope the money comes back, not to Chelsea, but I hope the money comes back to Hardham. That's all
okay.
I have to say. Goodbye.
All right,
okay,
guys.
Michelle, thank you. So I just,
yeah, all right. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
I mean, I wanted to give you some time to talk because...
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed this season. I think it's been great. It's been one of the better ones, I think. Not to discount your seasons, Cowboy. You were fun, too. But I think it's been a fun season to watch, definitely. Interesting. If Dan wasn't there, it would have been boring.
I am with you, Michelle. Have you been watching Big Brother long?
Oh, yes. Years and years and years.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
what do you think about having the dual elimination and then the fast forward toward the end of the game? Did you think that made
it? I liked having everybody in the house. That was fun. The longer, the better, the more activity. I would love for them to put the jury house on more.
I agree. We really only got to see the jury house one time this year.
I know. I've missed it. Really missed it. But
I agree.
I think Frank takes
things a little personally, too.
Well, yeah. But tell me this. Why do we have to continue to watch the shots of the feet of those people coming out of the limousines? We know who's in there.
I agree. To make us dizzy.
It's filler.
If they were wearing great shoes, then I could understand it.
I like Britney's shoes.
Yeah,
Britney looked really great last night.
Joe had some shoes. I had
kicking boots.
I loved seeing Ashley again. I've loved her from the beginning. She's just such a character that we don't always get to see somebody like that. But her,
are y'all
going to
have her on your show? Afterwards?
Oh, I'd love to.
We've got to
find out what dwarfs she wanted, you know, like who fits which role.
Right. And more about her dream boards, because, you know, that dream board she was working on in the jury house didn't work too well.
No. Who knows? She might get a dream date with Frank.
Oh, she's going to get more than a date.
We've got to find out what happened in that jury house to make sure there's
That's
no dream babies coming
right
up.
Now.
Like I heard earlier, there might be a wedding in Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
Joke.
Hey, speaking of our perceptions of people in the house, I've learned over time that I can't pigeonhole these people from what I see on Big Brother. I totally didn't think there was any chance of a Brendan and Rachel true love. I thought
oh
that
my
was...
gosh, I'm with you.
And look what happened. You know what I mean?
Exactly. This
and there are
to them.
There are so many other people. I'll tell you, I watched Lydia as an example for me. I watched her. I was a fan at the first week she was in there, and it deteriorated to the end where I really couldn't stand her. I now have gotten to know her personally. We have talked quite a bit, and she's one of the nicest, big-hearted people I have met. And if I just knew her from her time in the Big Brother house, I would have had a totally different opinion. And I do not agree, and I tried not to do this anymore, I do not agree with calling, from what we see on the air, calling people evil and terrible people. It's just not them. I can't pigeonhole them
for their whole life on what I see on a game show.
I agree with you.
They do things on that show.
I'd be a despicable
that they would never do outside
playing for a bunch
of house.
Money.
Yeah, they do things in there that they would never do outside the house because they're in there for one purpose, and that is to get to the end of the game and win that $500,000. And, you know, they've had everything that they know in their lives taken away from them. They don't have, you know, any of their luxuries, their family, their anything they're used to around them. They're in with strangers. They're, you know, it's just everything is so different than their normal lives. And they have to focus on one thing, and that's to make it to the end and get that money. And
you know,
therefore, you will do anything, you know, if you're really playing the game to get to the end. So
exactly, and they're there to entertain us.
Exactly. And great example, look at Russell Hans. You know, he when he landed on the land, he started game play, and he made it to the end three times. Not many people can say they made it all the way to the end three times. The only thing that hurt him was his social game stunk. But in real life, he'll talk to you, everything. I mean, obviously, once you're in a situation, you're there for the money, and you do whatever it takes, you know, and your mind is thinking 1,000 seconds ahead to try to figure out what you need to do. And sometimes you just get a brain fart and you say the wrong things or you make some mistakes because, you know, you did someone wrong. Well, guys, we watch it because we want entertainment. You know, people love to hate Russell because it was entertainment. Everyone loved it. I loved watching Russell. I mean, it was just, it was great. And he was a villain. And for me to like a villain is very rare, but I really honestly loved his style because he was a go-getter. He was there in the game. We don't like people that, you know, go underneath the radar. We like people that's going to play the game. And at least I can say for Russell, he played it every second he was on the island.
Right. We've got another caller I'd like to bring up on the air.
Okay.
Dan, thank you so much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How is everybody?
We're great.
Hey.
And, you know, I'm looking. Oh, shut up, cowboy. I got to put up in your ass next week. Yeah, I don't have to talk to you today. I got to put up with you next week. That's enough. You know. If I want anything out of you, I'll just call Alan, you know.
Oh, bye.
Looking forward to next week, Michael. How about you?
What?
Looking forward to next week. We're going to go down to L.A.
Yeah, I'm excited going to go to L.A. and do the drive with Dan and, you know, pretty excited. And, you know, obviously, I'm speaking of, since he mentioned it, Cherry Garcia sent me a tape recorder to be able to record people at the rap party and, of course, some people in Vegas. And I'm hoping, I think we're going to try to do the show next week. We'll be driving back to Vegas, so we'll be in the vehicle. I haven't told Dan, but he knows now. And then probably we'll do one more, the round table will do one more show with hopefully some clippings of Vegas. And hopefully we might be able to get the winner, maybe runner up. We'll try to do our best and have a big blowout on the round table in the next couple of weeks. We can't give you dates because obviously we don't know what's in the schedule right now, but that we've got things going on after this season. I know I'm doing a little bit of traveling as well. So, but we will do a final. So we'll probably do two more shows for the roundtable for the season. The show's not ending because last year I think we did this and someone's like, oh, y'all quitting the whole show. No, it's just the roundtable like we always do. I take several months off and until next Big Brother season. However,
I will call in on Michelle's show every once in a while, or Louie, because I mean Louie, he's pretty good about sending text messages out and say, hey, can you come on the show? So I enjoy Louie's show and Michelle Costa's show, and I have never called in on Coach's show, so I might have to make a point to call in once or twice.
That would be great.
Hey, Dan,
we always
we
miss you once the show ends on Thursdays. I mean, on Fridays now. It's something that, you know, we sort of go through cowboy withdrawals once Big Brother ends. We go through Big Brother withdrawals and cowboy withdrawals because we miss you terribly, you know. And I don't get to talk to you every week like I normally do, but I love it when you call into the other shows and we get to hear your voice, and so do all the fans. So you got to keep calling in like that so we get to hear your voice on air and keep us updated on what's going on in your life and, you know, what's going on with the kids and what you're up to, because I know you're always out there doing something and, you know, doing charities and keeping involved with all your fans and everything. So you got to keep us updated.
Absolutely, absolutely, you know. And like I said, we will be doing the show next Friday. I don't know how crazy it's going to be because it's actually going to be kind of cool. We're going to have Dan Missy from Real Player and myself in a vehicle. So it's going to be crazy. So there's no telling what will come out of our mouths. And, it'll be a fun little show next week. Everyone probably passing around. Actually, Dan has a loudspeaker in his van, so we'll be able to get all three of us most likely.
That should be an interesting show.
Exactly. It's going to be weird, you know, having Missy on our show, which she doesn't even know. She's just going to be in the vehicle and we're going to plop it. I know that we'll probably be leaving probably around 11 o'clock Friday morning, give or take. We don't really know. It's going to be early, and the show will be going on 12 o'clock California time. So we should be on the road ready to do the show and getting everyone's input of the crazy season. And like I said, try to do a good deed this week. Don't stop at one person. Do one, two, three people or more, and you're going to see how many lives you can touch just with a small letter saying, you know, thank you for all you do, or, you know, thank you for shopping with us, or something like that, whatever it may be. You know, let's try to pass it along, and let's try to get a better world just on comments.
Right. I'm sure it's going to be a fun event out there, at the True Hollywood in L.A., that's such a...
I am really looking forward to going there. Patty, you were there last year. You know, that's actually the best event that I've ever been to.
Absolutely. That is such a great place. And now they're going to have it for the entire evening. Pardon me?
Yeah, except for the parties at my house, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, your house trumps
them all. I did see on the news about the flooding in Vegas. How is that faring now? Were you affected by that at all?
No, I don't live in the mountains. I'm in the old part of Vegas that doesn't flood. What flooded was all the newer construction. Literally built up in the mountains and. It rains, water comes down, you know. They know it's going to flood up there, and nothing they can do about it. So it's like people building a house on the beach. They know it's going to get blown away in a hurricane eventually.
Right.
So why do it? No, I'm quite happy where I am in Vegas. 5 minutes from the airport, 10 minutes from the airport.
You've got a perfect location, Dan, in Vegas. You've got a great house. You've got a perfect location. It's close to everything, yet not too close to everything, so that you're, you know, right near the Strip. your location is just perfect, and I have had such great times 2 years in a row. I am sad that I won't be there this year, but I'm certain I'll be back out there to visit you at some point. Pardon me?
There's still time for you to get a plane ticket, and there's room in the van.
I wish I could be there, babe. I really do, but I have to sit this one out.
This year it should be pretty interesting.
I don't think it would be good for me to be there this year.
I'm gonna give Dan tequila shots and see if his clothes falls off and let him go streaking through the true Hollywood. That would be a party.
You better get video of that one.
Well, Mike, I don't know if I'm gonna travel with you. You want to see me naked, huh? I don't think I'm gonna go there.
All right.
That's the true Mike is showing now.
Oh my goodness.
I'm glad you have Missy's with you, Dan. I think she'll make sure that you're okay.
All right, guys.
I sleep on my back, so.
All right, guys. Well, I would like to say thank you so much for the ones that called in, the ones on the chat room, people that will listen to Archives of David and Mary. Thank you so much calling in again. It's always a pleasure to hear your voices. I know I will be hanging out with y'all in about 3 weeks. I'm really excited about that. And then thank you for Paul and Cherry for another wonderful day of work. Y'all are so amazing and wake up so early just to help us out here on the round table. So I appreciate everything y'all do.
Well, thank you, Cowboy.
Thank you all very much because you give us a chance to vent about Big Brother, and which is, gosh, huge fans. So this is pretty awesome and can't wait to the finale next week. Cowboy, wish I was there with you.
Cowboy, I want to play a short closing goodbye song for you. Here.
Awesome, and that is perfect to go into Vegas with.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Mary and David, I want to say thank you guys so much for coming on and talking Big Brother with us. It is always such a joy to listen to you guys talk about Big Brother.
It's okay, you ain't done with us. We got Survivor and Amazing Race coming up too, honey.
And I can't wait for you guys to call in and talk about both of those with us.
I just don't get so heated because it's not live,
I love it. I love that you guys are so passionate about these shows and you call in and share your opinions with us. I love it. So hopefully we'll hear from you on Louie's show and on Coach's show. And you're welcome to call in to us on all of our shows and
talk about any of them with us.
Okay, well, we'll talk to y'all later. Thank you very much. Can't wait till next week. Everything begins and Big Brother ends.
Well,
hey, y'all better call in next week. It's going to be crazy.
Well, we will. Now shut up. It's a finale. And you're going to have Ian and Dan on there, remember?
We would have last week, but we just had a lot of problems and couldn't. But we didn't mean to miss last week.
That's okay. We understand.
Okay, we love y'all and talk to you next week.
Love you too.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
I guess I'm going to exit off as well. And that was an awesome song, Paul. Thank you so much. I tell you what, I'm really sad that we're towards the end of the season, but, you know, it's always, you know, there's many more shows coming on that the Rad Reality Show offers all you guys that's huge fans of reality shows, just like us, just like Ron. And I did have to open up with that letter earlier because I know Ron would love that. And it's kind of crazy, you know, finish a season that I think that I would really honestly say of all the Big Brother people, I think Ian would probably have been his favorite since day one. I mean, besides some of the couple girls that, you know, he's had on the show and stuff. But I think that he would have rooted for Ian. I think that, you know, I think he's still rooting for Ian up in heaven. And I know even his niece, Jordan, even said that he would be rooting for Ian. And it's just, you know, that's just got Ron's name all over it. So,
I think Ron would have loved Ian, too. I agree with you.
So, all right, got the phone ready to call. And I'm going to get ready to go pick up my kids from school. And y'all have a safe weekend. And I cannot wait to watch the finale and be able to call in on Friday. It's going to be crazy.
Yes, it is. Cowboy, you have a safe trip. Have a lot of fun out in L.A. and Vegas. Take care and just have enough fun for both of us, okay?
Absolutely. Love you guys all.
Love you too, babe. Take care.
We'll talk to you later, Michael.
Okay, I want to make sure everybody remembers to come to Manic Monday this Monday, and we're going to have Drop Dead Jen, Carla from Mob Wives, and Big Ange from Mob Wives and the Big Ange Show on Manic Monday with Michelle Costa at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Make sure you are there for this show. This is going to be a big one. So bring your wine, put your seatbelt on, and get ready for this show because this is going to be a big show. So make sure you're there for Manic Monday on Monday. Want to make sure everybody has a great weekend. And Dan just put in the chat room to stay tuned. He's going to have a big announcement in the near future. So I can't wait to have him on the show and find out what his big announcement is. He's teasing us right now. We'll find out what that announcement is soon, but Dan's going to have a big announcement for us soon, so kind of curious what that's going to be.
I'll tell you when the time comes.
I can't wait. You always have these little teasers for us. So
I'll let you know when I can.
Okay. So in the near future, I don't know how soon, but soon apparently we're going to get a big announcement from Dan. And so stay tuned for that. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Keep up with the Big Brother feeds. We're winding down. We're at the home stretch. We don't have much Big Brother left, so watch it while you can because we're losing it soon. Take care, everybody. Again, have a great weekend.
Hey, I just want to say thank you all for having me on, and God bless, and we'll see you soon.
Dan, you take care. Have a great weekend out there at True Hollywood and in Vegas. I know that you're going to have a blast out there at True Hollywood. That's such an awesome, awesome event. Enjoy. Have a safe trip. I know you have many loved ones going with you, and I wish I could be there with you, but you just take care and have a great, great time.
We're going to do our best.
Have a safe trip. No, I love you, and I'm there in spirit. I'm going to close the show with Ron. Everybody take care and have a wonderful weekend. Be kind to each other.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Troubles are
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Dan, thanks so much for calling in today, and to all of our listeners, thank you for being here. Thank you for calling in and sharing your opinions with us on the show. We love all of you. Take care. God bless. Goodbye. Take care, Dan. Have a great trip.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.